Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey, hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. My guest today is Lucy Bamwell, who works with energy, empowerment and transformation. Lucy says, life's messy. I know because I lived it. The highs, the lows, the what the hell am I doing moments. But here's the thing. You don't have to stay stuck. Lucy helps women rewrite their stories, reclaim their power and realign their energy so they can stop just surviving and start truly thriving. Using a mix of energy healing, mindset shifts and real life wisdom, she takes you from frazzled and frustrated to calm, confident and connected without the guilt, the overwhelm or the endless self-doubt. I first met Lucy when she asked me to feng shui her boat. We hit it off from the start and I was involved from the day of birth, building through to delivery. Luckily, the fact that Lucy and I are both roosters in Chinese astrology, the decor inside was easy. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi. What an introduction.
It's all true though. We know it's all true. I want to share with the listeners right from the beginning, how we decided to feng shui your boat, right? So I obviously, you rang me and we talked. So tell me a little about why you decided to live on a boat, basically.
Okay, so I've been on a bit of a transformational journey for the last 5 years. And this was the missing puzzle piece of where I've always been connected to water. Water's always been my thing. You've seen me by a beach, by a lake, anything. It's always got to be water. So I was in the transition of like moving, and I was going to move to the coast. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to move to the coast and then I can settle and I'll feel at peace. And that would be my final bit. Went to the coast, looked at a few places. I was just sat in a box by the coast. I wasn't in the water. It wasn't how it was making me feel comfortable. So I thought, what else can I do? Perhaps I could, what about living on a boat? And it was my partner. He did sort of like say, have you ever thought about living on a boat? You seem to be attracted to water so much. I was like, I haven't really given it that much thought. Anyway, did a few Airbnbs on a boat. Absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. So that was it. And obviously I knew of you. And I knew that you would be the one that was going to be able to create me something that was just going to be incredible. So it was going to fulfill my life, you know, it was going to make my life better.
Yeah.
And it was going to transform it. And that certainly is what it's done.
Yeah, I know. From the first call, you rang me and you said, oh, have you feng shui'd a boat? And I was like, well, it's just like a house on water, isn't it? And you were like, yes. So from the very first moment, we actually had the boat, what do you call the outside of a boat called?
The shell, the shell.
Yeah, the shell. We moved it on a specific auspicious day, didn't we?
Did.
And
so much the builders' excitement, really. They were on board, you know. I said there's going to be certain days I'm going to have things done. There's certain positions the boat's going to have to be in. And, you know, you need to adhere to this. And they're like, yeah, okay. But I don't think they realised quite how much they needed to adhere to it, which was quite It was quite interesting to say the least, but yeah.
So Lucy's like me, she's a rooster, and we like things done a certain way. And obviously, both of us being feng shui and working with positive energy, she sent me the plans of the boat, and I worked out all the different areas. So anyone listening to feng shui for the first time, there's nine different areas. There's fame and illumination, relationships, creativity, helpful people, career, wealth and knowledge, romance and ancestry, good fortune and health. And so we had to map this out in Lucy's boat. So, what did we call the boat? What did you call the boat?
So I called the boat Luna,
Yeah.
after the moon, obviously. But this must have been a challenging aspect for you, because a house is like it's quite a big, nice, chunky square footage, isn't it, for you to be able to work all the areas out. But I just remember receiving all of your dimensions and everything. Oh my God, that's just a teeny weeny bit that I'm going to have to be able to put some photographs there or a little bit of wood there. And it was really interesting because obviously I had lived in a house, and I had worked with you and your knowledge about how to feng shui a house. So yeah, taking it onto a boat was just for me, and it must have been for you a whole new level.
Well, it was because like a house, you have to find the center, and a boat is much smaller, sometimes and smaller than a flat, you know. So I had to find the exact center, and like one area might only be like 1 foot or 2 foot. Is that right? What we did was we use so the other thing about Lucy is she's very, very artistic, which was lovely, and she had great ideas of how to take up the different areas and how to make them look amazing. And one of the things I was very interested in was that Lucy said, I said, you know, we really do need a fish tank. But she'd already thought that, hadn't you?
Yeah, the fish tank is in. She's not up and running at the moment. We've got to make some final adjustments to her, but she literally sits between myself now, where I am in the office, into the front room. So you can actually is a visual right the way through. So the flow of the energy of the water is just going to continue into all of the areas that are bringing me prosperity, which is just incredible.
So is it in the east? I can't remember now off by heart. I mean, it's definitely in the right area.
It is
Yeah. So the east is a really good area to have a water feature, because the element for the east is wood, and so water nourishes it. So let's talk about the journey of the boat. Having other people make it for you and having your ideas. Lucky you are such a free spirit. And you know what you want out of life. So I remember one of the pictures you sent me was for the fame area, and you'd made this very unusual fire. Do you remember? Your fireplace. Where did you get all your ideas from?
So like you said, I've always been a bit of a house porn person. So like do lots of walking. So, you know, you're looking through people's windows as you're walking past. And yeah, I've always got these little, like, I suppose, scrapbooks of like, I really like this and I really like that. And this is how I want it to look. This is the aesthetics I want it to bring. So I had all of those ideas before for a house, really. And I'm thinking, well, is there any reason why it can't just go on a boat? I mean, I have pushed the builders to the extreme, I must admit. When I went to them, they said that they could do a bespoke boat for me. So I could choose absolutely everything in design, absolutely everything. Thankfully, Gary is just amazing at drawings and measurements, because every time they were saying to me, oh, you can't have that. And I go, Gary, I need to have that. Can you
Thanks, Ray.
Rearrange the measurements? So I understand that I was probably a very demanding client. However, as a rooster, you like what you like, and it's got to be delivered the way it's got to be delivered. Did it help them as a company? Of course it did. They won a boat show with it. So, I mean, you know, it helped them immensely. But yeah, no, my ideas are always evolving, and there is something I'm having to adjust with on the boat is where you position things in the boat is where you position things. There's no way now of moving anything. So the only way I can move anything, if I need to for any reasons with the flying stars, etc., then I'll just have to move the boat round.
You have to get the boat and turn the boat round.
I'll just have to turn the boat round.
It was really funny because what our listeners may not know is obviously being a Chinese astrologer, I work with something called flying stars and making it very small each year. All the stars, which are like all the areas that I told you about, move, and some of them are really auspicious. So this year, which is March 2025, most auspicious areas are the southwest of your home, which has a wealth star in it, and the east of your home or your boat has the manifest star in it. And the other really good area is the south, where helpful people are. Now, one of the big things that I love in feng shui is helpful people. I find that if you have the right people around you, things start to change. So your whereabouts is the northwest on your boat?
It's to the left, so it's sort of in the it's by the fire, that sort of that way really. But I'm going to be moving soon, so I just have to get my compass out and we'll just have to be where we need to be. It's that simple. It's that simple.
So Lucy not only just bought a boat, she's going to actually spend her life traveling with this boat. I'm hoping I get to see it before she goes. Life's been like life throws us circles and balls and everything, and I haven't been able to get to see it. But I am going to see it. I think you'll be moving maybe July or wherever, whatever date you think you might be moving. You haven't said. I shall get to see you. They're about 5 hours from me, I think, something like that. So it'll be an overnight stay. And probably a few drinks and a bit more chatter and meet the dog. I'm very looking forward to seeing this boat because obviously feng shui isn't just about putting the right things at the right time and everything like that. It's about how the energy of the boat works, and that's by using the right colours, the right elements, that sort of thing. And obviously Lucy is a well one of the most positive energy persons that I've ever come across. Interestingly, last September I did a boot camp at my house and Lucy came along. And you know, when you get tired in the afternoon after doing a day training, so she took them all out into my garden, had all their shoes off, and had them in a circle with their hands in the air. Over to you, Lucy. What happened?
We just all needed a little bit of grounding, didn't we? I mean, like you've said about the history, we've met, you feng shui'd my boat, but however, I wanted to know more. I wanted to know why that was an auspicious day. I wanted to know what elements need to go where and how is that going to work for me in the future. You need to know these things if you're going to explore it and use it on a day-to-day life. There are certain days when I don't do things and people look at me and say, okay. I'm like, no, I'm not sending an email today. It's not a good day today. Okay. Even to like a big event, we've looked into big events together and we've spoken about it and it's got to be a good day for both of us. It has to be. And that will be when we move as well. The day we move, it will be a good day that we're moving. Going back to that day, we were not that you bombarded us, but there's just so much information to take in as far as feng shui is concerned. How you have absorbed all of that, I do not know. And I think we just all, I could sense everyone was flagging and the energy in the room was just getting a little bit sort of like, not tense, but just a little bit tight. And I said, right, come on, guys, let's just go outside. Let's reboot ourselves. So, yes, obviously, we took our shoes off so that we could ground ourselves in the earth. And yeah, I did a bit of a release statement. Everyone closed their eyes, just took a few deep breaths. We did a release statement of releasing all of this negative and stagnant energy from our energy field. And then we just called in how we wanted to be. I think we all went and had a cup of tea, then went back in and we were back to normal. And people were back in the room again. It was one of those, wasn't it? I think there were a few people that weren't quite in the room.
I think the other thing is, Lucy's right. I live and breathe feng shui. If you come to my house, if I'm doing a boot camp or whatever, I like to do it in my house because I can actually show people that I actually do feng shui. I remember one of my students coming around, and I have a water feature that's on the northeast, but it's there for a specific reason. And there was a jade plant beside it, which is a Chinese money plant. She decided to pick one of them out. And I went, "You've just stolen some money from me," like this, just joking in her face. But the whole house, my whole house is set up that way. I mean, I know I'm going to say it again, but I have a lot of rescue cats. I have actually six now. And they say that cats shouldn't live together. You know, they argue if there's all brought in at different times. But you saw the energy in my house. Even Esme, my half Bengal, she just sat and watched underneath the board, didn't
Yeah,
she?
I took a photograph, didn't I? She was just mesmerized by what you were doing. She's just like, ah,
I know.
mummy, magic.
I know. It's so good. And I think that's why I love feng shui so much, because I can see how much it changes the way people's lives are. I go into a lot of places, and the point of this podcasts are going to be, I'm going to share how I can change your you can change your life with the knowledge that I have. Yeah. And I'm happy freely to give it. So now you've had your house, your boat feng shuied, and you're actually living that life, how does it feel?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I feel completely free. And you know, that might sound a bit hippie-ish to people. I'm not a hippie.
No.
I'm not a woo-woo person. I don't, you know, people, there will be people that will listen to this and know me and have watched from the background or watched from the side wings, yeah, of my transformation, but they don't know how I've done it. They don't know what I've used. They don't know that I've used energy work. They don't know that I've tapped into feng shui. They don't know all of those things. Would I recommend it? Oh my God, yes. 100%. Why would you not? It's free energy. It's energy that is given to you. It's a tool that is free if you explore it. And it's like, why would you not incorporate that into your life? I just, yeah. It's worked for me, it's worked for you, it's working for all of your other clients that you've
Yeah,
got.
absolutely. Don't go away, anyone. Here's a quick word from our amazing sponsors. See you on the other side.
The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hi, Lucy. Back in the room.
Hi.
Okay. That was a weird moment, wasn't
A nice break.
it? So interesting you should say that. So when one of the other things that I live by, I chose to live by the sea. So when I was had my boot camp, I had a group of them in a house away from me, but in the mornings you used to walk all the way over in the beach, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, you live in the most beautiful part of the world, I must admit. And it's really kind of you to invite people into your space and your property, to be honest. But yeah, no, it was the most amazing walk. I think a couple of the other girls were like, "Oh, I'm not going to walk." But when they realized like how I'd come in with a spring in my step the next day, they were like, "I want to come with you and I want to walk back." It was amazing. I mean, the house where we stayed was lovely. I know, would you call that a village where we were,
Yeah, it's a village.
or a
Yeah,
village? Yeah, I mean, that was stunning as well. And yeah, I mean, the walk on the beach is just incredible. And I think even after that visit, you sort of kind of say, I'm going to start using this a lot more. Well, when we sat that afternoon and picked our pebbles and to put in our plugs and in our bathrooms and everything, it made you sort of like sit up and realize, this, I'm
Yeah.
not using this enough. This is going to give me the energy on a morning that I clearly need.
I think what happens is, because I've got a dog, Rhea, and though we're on the beach, she prefers the greensward. She'd rather go on the green. She's got a cockapoo. She doesn't like anything in between her toes, really. So I have got out of the habit, whereas I had a working cocker and being on the beach, and going to there. And also, seeing the joy through other people's eyes as well. You did a little video of you kicking just onto our group, you kicking the water and walking through and all that sort of thing. So when I did my manifest board this year, I decided that I would put on it my beach, so I'd spend more time on it, which in fact I have, which is interesting. But it's so, we're in March 2025 here, and it's so cold down here. It's just so cold. But the sun is shining, and so yes, I am back up there. So I would like you to tell me about what you do. I mean, I know what your past history was, in medicine, that sort of thing. So just tell people about you and what you do now.
Okay, so the beginning, I've always been in careers where I've helped people, whether that's in a hospice situation or a friendship situation, or work. My last role was in the ambulance service, but I just wasn't quite helping the way I wanted to help. And it was sort of a bit of an epiphany, I suppose, or a bit of an aha moment that I wasn't actually living my life on purpose myself. Because even though I had the house and the cars and the luxurious lifestyle that I was leading, I was lonely. I was lonely, I felt trapped, and I didn't feel complete. So I went on a journey of exploration, should we say, of myself. And stumbled across a woo-woo section of life of energy. And I was very skeptical in the beginning. However, I just kept getting drawn to it and drawn to it. So I explored it further. And yes, I am now trained in being able to deliver a holistic modality where I can give people a step-by-step guide of how they can release energy resistances and reversals. And then they can transform into a manifestation state of whatever they wish to receive. Now, that can be on any part of their life. So that can be financial, physical, relationships, absolutely anything. So this tool can be used by anybody. However, I predominantly work with women of an age that don't have enough time. They're sandwiched between elderly people and young people. They're exhausted by the end of the day. They're full of overwhelm, even depressed at some points, and have completely just lost their way with the noise of their life of just being women. So that's who I help. And why do I help them? And why can I help them better than anyone else? Because I've been there and got the t-shirt, and I've come out the other side, and life is being incredible. So that is me. That is me in a little of a nutshell.
So I think we've all been there, well, I've been there. When you talk about that you weren't woo-woo, but then you found energy, I think that that's interesting, because sometimes I think it finds you. Circumstances happen, and and things happen. So my story, just briefly, is that I spent a lot of time with my nanas. My mum didn't have me at home. She was sending me to my nanas from a very early age. She had my brother, but he used to stay, and I used to go there. I spent a lot of time around old energy. So there wasn't TVs. Because they did, well, they did eventually. And so you were with your grandparents in their energy, and it was really simple, and it was really calm. And that's when I started to learn, unbeknownst to me, about energy. And that's when my intuition used to come in really, really strong. So intuition for me, I use daily, all the time. And one of my girlfriends said to me, because my mum didn't like it, she said, "Well, why don't you learn feng shui?" And I didn't really understand feng shui. I remember seeing an advert where there was a guy in a chair with a fridge, and it was advertising some beer or something. I don't remember. And then I learned feng shui, and I think by learning it and learning that you what clutter is, what negative energy is. As soon as you start to take that out of your life and you actually see through what you're doing, that's when life changes. So maybe you had a very busy life. It sounds like you had a very busy life.
I think as women, we all have busy lives, don't we? We have the hat to every job. You know, we just tend to have to do everything. And that's not, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but we do sit a lot in our yang energy, and that's not good. That's not healthy for you. You know, we're told to do, and that's what's going to get us further forward. No, we need to sit back in our yin energy and be slightly vulnerable. We need to be comforted. We need to be loved. We need all of those things. We don't have to just keep giving to everyone else.
It's
So,
interesting. I was
yeah,
going
go
to say,
on.
because we're just in the feminine energy. We've just moved into it, isn't it? In the Western astrology, we've just moved into it in the last year. And I like how you said that, how we should be more yin feminine, because I don't know. I mean, I'm a very strong woman. I've had to be. I'm very out there. But I think the thing that grounds me is my cats, just so you know. I think that coming into living in their energy, if you see a cat in its energy, it is so yin, isn't it? It just is. But going back to what you're saying, so when you put behind you and you got the boat and you went during that life, did you at all miss the yang side? You know.
I mean, I make a very conscious decision and effort so that I flow between the two. So my day-to-day life will have a part of yin and yang energy within it. It's not about sitting in one and sitting in the other. It literally is, because otherwise, if I was in my yin energy all the time, I'd just be like, "Oh, peace, man," and just. And I just wouldn't get anything done. There'd be nothing done.
I know.
So, you know, you do have to have a little bit of both, and finding that. And I don't like the word balance, because balance to me is like it's either one way or the other. There's no sort of like combineness with that, you know. So it needs to be like just a little bit of a flow. Sometimes if someone says to you, "Oh, let me carry that bag," yeah, you're okay. Oh, you carry the bag. That's fine. Yeah. I don't mind that. Or I'll do this for you. Okay, you do that for me. That's fine. But we're very much like, as women, whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, whether you've got children or not got children, you're spinning plates no matter what. Yeah. Whether that's you being a daughter or you being a colleague or you being whatever it is, we spin a lot of plates. And fundamentally, if you're not 100%, you can't give what you need to give to all of those other people, you
So we're
know.
just going to have to go back for another break, but that's fine because they have amazing things to tell you, our sponsors. So I'll be back with you shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Lucy, in this last bit, I want to just jump back to Feng Shui for a little while. Yeah. So on your boat, we decided, because we love Chinese astrology, that we would, I said to Lucy, you're a rooster. So Lucy being Lucy started sending me diagrams of roosters that she could put on the boat. Do you remember? I was getting all these different things. And I didn't know there was that many different signs for the rooster. So you put the rooster on it. So when people come on your boat, do they notice the Chinese signs on it?
Yeah, they do. Well, so I've got, I've also got a blueprint either side of the boat. So I've got Gareth's blueprint on his side of the boat, and I've got my blueprint on my side of the boat. Yes, and I've got my rooster at the top. So yeah, people do notice it, but then they also notice everything else. I've got a huge dream catcher now at the back of the boat. And as soon as you walk in, there's just stuff everywhere to do with Feng Shui. I'm just in the process of building like a bit of a family triage of photographs. Yeah. So for my family and friends sort of area. So that can always be moved around. But yeah, I mean, people are blown away with it, to be fair. Mm-hmm. She is the most beautiful boat within the marina, for sure. And while we're going to be moving, she's going to be probably the talk of the town. So she's got the blueprint. We've got Luna, and then we've also got, obviously, we've got both of our Chinese symbols now. So Gara's as well.
All right, that's interesting. Can't wait. I will be down there. So I would like you to
get the Henley on Thames quite soon.
Oh, will you? That'll be even quicker to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, that's it. I'll put the dog out, get a cat sitter in, and I'll be up there. So we're coming to the end of this. Thank you for coming on. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook or Instagram on Free Soul Lucy UK, and also on www.freesoullucy.co.uk on my website. So that's where you can reach out to me. And I think we discussed I was going to put like a little free brochure on for.
Oh, yes, yes. I think so. I think if people get to know more what you do, I think that would be amazing. So you So you're going to put a download on there for free?
I'm going to put a download on there for free. And it would probably just get you to know me slightly, in the fact of the universal laws. Who knew there was universal laws? Who knew that? I didn't when I began. But yeah, if we're not connected to them, it gives all sorts of bad energy. So I've given my interpretation in my language of the 12 universal laws, and how you can tap into them and how you can make shifts and connect back with them.
Amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I will be down on there downloading. Thank you, Lucy, for coming on. I've really appreciated you, and I've loved your energy. It's kept me really bouncy. You've been listening to Janine Lowe. Thank you for tuning in. May harmony be with you. Balance your space, balance your life, and trust the flow. Until next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.